This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The shooter in the attack at Club Q in Colorado Springs last November has been given the second longest prison sentence in state history. That's according to District Attorney Michael Allen. In court documents, the defendant used the pronouns they, them. Allen says he believes the non-binary claim was an attempt to avoid hate crime charges.
There is zero evidence prior to the shooting that he was non-binary. There was nobody that indicated prior to the shooting that he ever identified as non-binary. He exhibited extreme hatred for the people in the LGBTQ plus community and other minority groups as well, I should say.
23-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich entered a guilty plea today. The overall term includes one life sentence for each of the five murdered victims, as well as more than 2,000 years for the attempted murder charges. Charges could still be filed on a federal level. The wholesale price of Colorado cannabis has risen for the first time since October 2021. Growers and dispensaries have seen the market stagnate since a pandemic boom. 1 pound of bud costs around $700 on average, according to the State Department of Revenue. That's about $50 more than in April, but it's only about half the average price in 2021. Overall, sales are still way down from this time last year, due in part to the rising cost of living. The Pikes Peak Hill Climb named a familiar face King of the Mountain this weekend. 35-year-old Robin Shute whisked his custom car to the mountain summit in 8 minutes and 40 seconds. This was his fourth win at Pikes Peak in 5 years. You're listening to CPR News. There's more All Things Considered on the way. Just stay right here and you'll get all of that and more.